Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media in Commerce and Hunt County Public Art. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Derek is doing something very interesting. Of course, we're now in the late summer, start of a new school year on the horizon. Football teams and the bands are laboring in the heat.
Absolutely, yeah. The Commerce High School Band has been starting every morning at 7:30 on the dot with their rehearsals.
Yeah, and so they're out there getting ready for the band season as well as the football season. And you've been volunteering your time with the Commerce High School Band.
Yeah, I've been working with the trumpet section, trying to bring them along. And, you know, you say volunteering like it's this altruistic thing, but I've got personal reasons for it, too. I want to pick up the trumpet again.
So you had a great background in band in high school yourself.
I did. I used to love playing the trumpet. I was an all-state trumpet player and then dropped it after high school and basically didn't play again for 16 years.
Wow. And I bet that story is true of a lot of people.
I think so, yeah. And it's something I've missed. I've always loved music. I'm a music nerd and like so many different things about symphonic music and things like that. And I thought, you know, why not look for an excuse to pick it up again? And nothing's better than having to teach other people the same thing.
What high school? Were you all-state?
At Kilgore High School.
So the trumpet players, what makes a good trumpet player?
I would say somebody who is not shy. It's a very loud instrument, so you've got to be comfortable and confident with what you do with it. And just like any instrument, it's somebody who's willing to put in the time to practice. Mm-hmm. That's what it boils down to. Very few people are born with just a natural music ability to play an instrument. The vast majority of us, it's just a matter of how much time do you want to put in and how good you want to get. You know, Van Cliburn, the famous piano player, he grew up in Kilgore. Mm-hmm. And I heard some of the stories growing up about how much he would practice. He'd wake up at 5 a.m, practice piano, eat breakfast, practice piano some more, go to school, practice piano when he got home, and eventually he became the greatest classical piano player on the planet.
Well, now, when you talk about trumpet players and that can't be shy, and they do kind of stand out, and I was going to say, are the trumpet players the running backs and wide receivers of the band?
I like to think so. Yeah, they're kind of the skill position players. Yeah. Other people would certainly disagree.
Yeah. They're the most visible or the most, perhaps, the most audible.
Certainly,
the
yeah.
They're, with the possible exception of the drums.
Yeah, that loud, high brass sound, it stands out, and you can sure hear it when they make mistakes, too.
So. Right. We're talking with Derek Price. Derek is with Green Shoot Media and the Hunt County Public Art Project. So what are you able to help these kids with?
Basically go through the music and learn it and memorize it. We kind of repeat it over and over and try to get the parts together. In the very beginning, like we are right now, it's just a matter of playing the right notes. You know, you have to learn what the right fingering is, hit the right note, and practice over and over and try to get it better and better.
Mm-hmm. I guess you have freshmen all the way up to seniors?
All the way through seniors, and they're all different skill levels, too. And this is true of any band. You've got kids who are real serious, and they're going to take it to the, you know, professional level, or they're going to go to college and get a music scholarship, mm-hmm. all the way down to kids who it's just not that big a deal, and that's normal for any kind of big organization like
that. More of a social thing for them to be in the band. Well, tell me about the show that the Commerce High School Band is getting ready.
Well, the music is called Gypsy Caravan, and it's very loosely based on the opera Carmen by Georges Bizet. He's a French guy who wrote this opera about a gypsy woman who gets killed by a Spanish soldier. So you've got all these kind of ethnic influences to the music. It's these folk songs, and some of them you'll probably recognize because those great connoisseurs of classical music, Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, they taught people about this type of music.
That's right. I hadn't thought of it that way, but pretty ambitious, huh?
It is pretty ambitious. I think it's going to be a good show. They've got a lot of really dedicated kids, a lot of talented kids putting in the time to make this a great show. And of course, the band director seems to be doing a great job with this group. His name is Dave Polk. Mm-hmm. And he's very demanding of the precision and the time, and that people really take pride in what they do. And I think that's going to show in the show that they put on at the football field.
Very quickly, just in the time or in the minute or so we have left, Hunt County Public Art, I see Pamela Edwards has started her project in downtown Greenville.
She sure has. She's putting a first coat of white paint up on the wall. There's real deep grooves in that wall. I can't imagine how tough it is to get the paint in there and put that first coat up. But she's putting the first coat up in the heat of the day, trying to deal with this summertime Texas heat. And that's the beginning of that project. It's kind of an abstract of the geologic history of the area. Yeah. It's designed to just kind of evoke those ideas.
Yeah. And then the David Zavonnet Project, the Bodark Project, seems to be ongoing and Commerce City Park?
That's coming along very well. It started out with a metal pole in the ground, and now that metal pole has been covered up with Bodark stumps. He's kind of shaped and sculpted the stumps and now coated it with a preservative to keep the wood there lasting a long time.
And you're still looking for suggestions for next year, right?
For next year, yeah. The 2016 project or projects we haven't decided on yet. So anybody out there who knows a great location, a high-profile, high-visibility location that they'd like to see public art put in, let us know. Go to huntcountypublicart.com.
Good. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Derek Price with Green Shoot Media and Hunt County Public Art, and you're starting today with Morning Edition, your station 88.9 KETR.